Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Forecasters are warning that today is the last day for residents of Southern California to prepare for Hillary. It's expected to arrive as a tropical storm. Rain is the major concern. Shane Reichardt of Riverside County's Emergency Management Department says
rainfall rates that we're looking at could be fairly significant, up to 10 inches in some of our mountains and deserts. But widespread, we could see several inches in areas that they just aren't used to this kind of rain.
California has not had a tropical storm in more than 80 years. A fast-growing wildfire in eastern Washington state is being blamed for at least one death. The Gray Fire, west of Spokane, more than 9,000 acres in size. It's growing amid what authorities say are difficult firefighting conditions. 4 days from the first Republican presidential debate, the Republican governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, called former President Trump a chicken for failing to commit to take part. This is ABC News. A Russian missile strike in northern Ukraine killed at least 7 people and injured over 100 Saturday, including children. President Biden Friday hosted the leaders of South Korea and Japan at Camp David and sought to make it clear the meeting was not just about China's military threat in the region.
The president saying Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. talked about more than China at their first Camp David meeting.
China obviously came up. Not to say we don't share concerns about the economic coercion or heightened tensions caused by China, but this summit was really about our relationship with each other.
China has called the U.S., Japan, and South Korean alliance a new NATO. President Biden says it's just continuing relations the U.S. has had for decades. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The French general who was in charge of overseeing the reconstruction of the burned Notre Dame Cathedral has died while hiking. Jean-Louis Georgelin was 74. Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Parts of Wisconsin are forecast to reach highs in the 90s next week. Pet owners are encouraged to keep their animal friends safe. Mike Moan reports.
Kristen Schrank of the Wisconsin-based group Alliance for Animals says in general, ripple effects from a warming planet pose threats in a variety of ways.
We're experiencing extreme heat and cold, wildfires, smoke, and poor air quality. So this is not only impacting, you know, humans on the planet and their companion animals, but it's also impacting wildlife.
For summer heat, Schrank says pet owners should always keep fresh and clean water accessible, along with a shady spot. For those with a yard, she says enhancing landscaping, such as adding trees or shrubs, is helpful. Cooling mats for dogs are another option. And when taking pets on a walk, experts say you should be mindful of the hot pavement and either put protective boots on the animal or have them stay along the grass. Despite greater awareness, Schrank says there are still tragic situations involving pets being left in hot vehicles or outside in the extreme heat with no protection. Last year, there were 57 heat-related deaths among these animals in the U.S. She says under Wisconsin law, there are certain civil liability protections for those who spring into action if they observe that type of situation.
Essentially, it does allow people to cause damage or, for example, break into a locked vehicle that has an animal that is suffering inside due to heat.
And the person taking action also has to follow certain guidelines, such as calling 911. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
You know, Lake Wissota studio is such a formal way of putting it when really, I mean, it's just the office here at home. But it's on Lake Wissota, so I'll take that much. Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, August 17th. It is Black Cat Appreciation Day, National Nonprofit Day, and National Thrift Shop Day. So you got all that going for you.
Mm-hmm. Now we've got things to do.
Now, yeah, I was going to say, now I feel like I should have queued up Janet Jackson's Black Cat or something like that. Coming up this hour, the cheese stands alone. Wisconsin attorney Kenneth Chesbro hasn't spent a lot of time here lately, having all but gone into hiding since the violence of January 6th. But after being indicted this week in Georgia, more is being learned about the brains behind the fake elector scheme. Also, Kristen has our hometown health segment, and you're going to highlight the work being done by the Climate Change Coalition of Door County. And I have to get this out of my system now because I don't want to tease them about calling themselves the Climate Change Coalition. And Aaron will have the rim shot ready because you can't have a coalition without coal. They probably were not counting on that. So.
Can you see my eyes rolling?
Yes, I could. I'm really surprised they didn't stick right there.
Anyway. You know, maybe instead of the rim shot, I should have played.
Oh, no. No, I think coalition and coal go hand in hand there. It was there for the taking. I had to swing at it.
It wasn't.
What are we going to talk about?
We're just going to talk about the great work that they're doing up in Door County to educate the public about what they can do to combat climate change.
Okay, so we're looking forward to that at the bottom of the hour. Plus, Todd Albaugh of, stop me if you've heard this before, the conveniently named Todd Albaugh Show, coming up at 1 o'clock here. You can join us anytime here at 844-967-2789. Call or text us there or email us radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And if you go to upnorthnewswi.com, Kristen, I can't believe I didn't just leave this shirt with you, the first of many from the Up North News website. Where you can get one that says cheese and brews and local news. And there's another one that says fascists hate facts. There's another one that has the definition of a bubbler. There's another one that says, am I up north yet? So all kinds of good merch that you can get over at the shop.
I love it. I need some merch over here in Green Bay.
I know.
So is there a green and gold one?
Well, there's many colors. So I say, take a look at it. See what you think.
A lot of them are brewer's colors. Or like whether or not that's intended, brewer's colors.
I don't know if it's intended. Come to think of it, it wasn't in my mind in any of the meetings there. But I did have this question, and I mentioned to Aaron last hour. I haven't worn this yet because, like a lot of things, when you order them, they're super big, and then they got to go through the wash. Although this one, I'm afraid, is going to be the size of a dish towel. You know, by the time it comes out. And I don't know if you know anything about laundry, having raised four boys. They probably do all the laundry, right?
They do their own laundry.
Now.
Yeah, well.
How was that for the first few years, you know?
It's been a process.
Yeah. No kidding. And we got to talking over the break about favorite T-shirts and things like that. And I said that one of my favorite funny T-shirts was one that my sister-in-law used to wear when she was like a teenager and would babysit our little daughters at the time. And I think she wore it just to creep them out because it was just text going in a spiral. And it all said the same thing. Can't sleep. Clowns will eat me. Can't sleep. Clowns will eat me. And we had a good laugh about it till Aaron schooled me that it's, did you say an Alice Cooper song?
Well, that was Dr. Lyerly who said that. I just found the song.
Oh,
but yes,
okay.
It's Alice Cooper.
How's it go? Oh, no. The clowns will eat me. This is wrong on so many levels. Honest to goodness, I don't know how she didn't know or play that song for the girls. Or maybe she did, and I've just never known, and they've always been frightened of clowns ever since. But whatever it was, thanks, Alice Cooper.
I'm trying to listen to the lyrics because they're funny.
I've been advised to talk over the lyrics so that, you know,
stop talking so I can hear the lyrics.
Facebook doesn't pull us down for playing too much music.
And if you think this isn't real, I'll show you wounds that'll never heal. They think of me as a happy meal. Can't sleep. Clowns will eat me.
Oh, gosh. All right. See, we always learn something, usually on the music segment, sometimes on the other side of it.
I always thought Alice Cooper was so scary, and now I think he's funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, ever since Wayne's World. At that point, the whole scary thing was done. It was the best little image makeover where it's like he's giving you a wink, like, you know, we're all in on it, guys, you know, here in Milwaukee, as it were. So I think just a great move by him. So we've got this first batch of T-shirts for Up North News. But yeah, now that we've had this discussion, I think we have to go a little dark and funny. I think we could do that. I think somehow we have enough people in this room that could come up with things that are dark but funny and yet appropriate for Up North News Radio.
Let's do it.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Let's pause here because coming up next, we're going to get the forecast from Jennifer Vucicki, who tells us about a line of thunderstorms that really just had a night-long march across the state from northwest to southeast, held together all night long. And so everybody got a little bit of precipitation, a little bit of rain, a little bit of thunder. But boy, is it looking good on the backside of this thing. So we'll get those details from Weatherology. We'll tell you how the Brewers did in game two of their three-game series against the LA Dodgers. And then we'll unpack the news a bit as well, all ahead of Hometown Health with Dr. Lyerly at 7:30. Wherever you are listening across the state of Wisconsin on this fine Thursday morning, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Another clip from day three of Woodstock on this day in 1969. And of course, being Joe Cocker. All right, well, we talked about the storms. You know, some people heard them. Others kind of slept right through the thing as they worked their way all the way across the state of Wisconsin. And now it's time to see how things are going to be on the backside and into the full weekend. So let's get that state of Wisconsin forecast now from Jennifer Vujicki from Weatherology. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you get? Did you hear any of this as it was going through? I mean, you couldn't help but hear the wind as that front started coming in. It announced itself rather loudly.
It really did, yeah. I definitely heard it. And for me, it's very comforting, but I know it's kind of scary for some people.
No, this one was okay. I mean, it didn't. Now, my wife, to be honest, you know, we've talked about how her car got totaled by that hailstorm in Rice Lake a couple of weeks back. So she parked the other car under the awning of the hospital where she was working there last night. And I said, dear, you don't have to do that with every thunderstorm now. But I totally understand being a little skittish after you've been through a hailstorm like that. Thankfully, nothing like that. And like I said, it looks very promising here on the backside of all of this.
It really does, yeah. And we're going to get a little bit of relief as far as the temperatures are concerned here for today. But there is an air quality alert in effect for the entire state today. Areas of haze and smoke come into the state due to the Canadian wildfires. It is, like I said, a little bit cooler overall as that cold front briefly pushes through today. Highs only linger in the 70s for most. Slightly cooler around Oshkosh, dropping into the upper 60s around there, becoming mostly sunny for the southern half of the state today, and a bit more cloud cover for central and west central Wisconsin. A slight chance for an isolated shower or storm around Wausau this afternoon. For Friday, sunny skies across the board. Haze and smoke actually linger for tomorrow. So again, something to keep in mind as we round out the work week tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 70s, low 80s for some, just ever so slightly warmer. Sunny throughout the entire weekend for all for the listening areas. Hotter as well as a warm front pushes through, mid to upper 80s for the most on Saturday, then 90s for everyone on Sunday. Around west central Wisconsin, Avery and Baldwin, they can expect to see 90s both Saturday and Sunday. And then sunny and hot conditions to start out the new work week on Monday as well.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much. Looking so good. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Thanks, you too.
There's again Jennifer Vujicki from Weatherology. We are going to get into the whole notion of the Georgia indictment and Wisconsin ties to it in just a sec. But first, a quick update on the Milwaukee Brewers because they're playing out west. And again, much like the little thunderstorm, you might have slept through it all. The Dodgers have now won 10 games in a row after beating the Brewers last night 7-1. The Brewers' lone run came on a Mark Canna solo homer in the second inning. Wade Miley went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. His record is now 6-3, with 2 of those 3 losses coming against the Dodgers. The Brewers will try to salvage the final game of the series tonight and then race down to Texas for a weekend series with the Rangers. David's on the line, listening online from San Francisco and wanting to talk a bit about, again, the latest Trump indictment and its Wisconsin ties. David, what's on your mind? Good morning.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Yeah, I heard you mention Chesbrough this morning, and he really shows up a lot in the indictments from Georgia. And the fact that the people in Wisconsin have still not been prosecuted, they've also never apologized for their role in it, and their names are, there's some significant names in all of the 7 states.
some of them were the chairman of the party. There were Congress, state representatives. There were people on election boards that were guilty of trying to overthrow the election in seven states and send fake electors to the Electoral College meetings. The idea that they still haven't been prosecuted means that the state has been tainted in itself. So just wondering if there are any expectations that Wisconsin's going to do anything to prosecute the local officials that took part in it.
Well, that's, I mean, that is kind of the big question for all of us is, will there be some kind of Wisconsin charges? And, you know, Joseph Pecky talked about this quite a bit in the last hour that, you know, Attorney General Josh Call and the State Department of Justice, you know, just won't say that somebody is or is not under investigation. And I understand how some people could see that as a bit of a cop-out, especially this long since the election. And honestly, I think, David, that if you're one of those folks, I think you kind of deserve to know if you're not under investigation, because otherwise there's this cloud of suspicion over you. But I agree with Joe that we haven't heard the last of this yet, and that, okay, maybe prosecutors at the state and the county level in Wisconsin didn't want to go first. But I could certainly see as these other cases play out, that there wouldn't be that there might be follow-up charges in Wisconsin as well. At least I'm cautiously optimistic. How about you?
Well, it's two and a half years, a little late to be simply, you know, hoping the right thing's going to happen. In reading these indictment, the indictment from Georgia, it does mention Wisconsin and the other six states, and it it talks about that if I remember right, of the seven states that decided to send fake electors, only one of them wrote specifically in the fake elector form that these are the backup in case the votes get shifted. Right. But six of the states had no writings in there to claim that they were alternate, you know, optional delegates. And so they were forging their names into the public record. And in the case of Georgia, they basically forged the name of the Secretary of State of Georgia, who had to sign off on it. So they basically dragged the Secretary of State into a crime by forging his name. And I would expect the same thing happened in Wisconsin. So the idea that, you know, there are politicians, elected top elected officials whose names were forged in order to be able to submit those fake electors' names. So it, you know, it becomes a you know, where various top officials are dragged into it by this attempted fraud.
Right. And, well, and so not the least of them being Scott Fitzgerald, the now congressman who at the time was the state Senate majority leader and who arranged the room in the Capitol for the fake electors to meet. And bear in mind, there were very strict COVID conditions at the time. There were very few people allowed right. into the Capitol, but Scott Fitzgerald facilitated the room and the meeting. And so when we get to talking about any role in a potential criminal conspiracy, we're not just talking about Ron Johnson almost being in a position to take those fraudulent ballots to Mike Pence, but we're not just talking about Bob Spindell, who is still a member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He was reappointed by the current Republican Senate leader, even after it was discovered he was a fake elector. But then you've got all the fake electors as well. So yeah, there's going to be a lot to process about this. And David, I appreciate you bringing that up and keeping it top of mind for everybody. Have a great day.
Yeah, same to you.
All right. So Kenneth Chesbrough is mentioned in this Washington Post profile that came out yesterday that I would highly recommend because, again, it's one of those names that's kind of been ancillary to it all. But because of the Georgia indictment, we've learned much more. And through this Washington Post profile, we've learned from all kinds of people who were once very close to him about how this once rather liberal Democrat, and who was a contributor to Democratic campaigns and causes, made a lot of money off of cryptocurrency and was doing more things, becoming successful as a lawyer, and then eventually was starting to support Republican candidates and causes, and eventually being tied in with the Trump orbit. He is in the federal indictment against Trump as well, but in that one, he's not named, but it's quite clear that he is co-conspirator number 5. Now, he's an unindicted co-conspirator in the federal charge, and the reason you're an unindicted co-conspirator is that it's the prosecutor's way of saying, we got all kinds of information on you. We're going to put this information out here. You could cooperate in helping us with the people who are named, in this case, Donald Trump, or we reserve the right to come charge you later. Well, in Georgia, they just decided to go there and say that, you know, this Harvard-trained lawyer who started writing memos about fake electors and started putting out what his former, you know, mentors now call, you know, not good faith legal arguments. This is a guy who now faces charges. He has since relocated to Puerto Rico at last report. He has not really been out in the public sphere since the violence of January 6th. But at some point, he is going to have to say more about his connection to the fake elector scheme, because it is listed that he wrote some of the infamous memos that provide some kind of a legal underpinning to the fake elector's plan. And as we just heard in that phone call there, it's still a mixed bag over who was a willing participant or an architect in this plan versus, you know, was somebody, you know, duped and they just went along? And if so, is there still some kind of degree of culpability for knowingly signing your name to something that is false? And you know, Kent Chesbrough at one point, you know, did do one interview where he talked about his role in this. And again, he said he was just simply doing whatever he could as an attorney for his client. But it's pretty clear that from the writings that he was looking to sow chaos into this and, you know, actually uses the words about delaying or essentially undermining the counting of electoral votes. And that really is what all of this is about. It's if you are trying to disrupt the counting of votes, that's a crime. It would be the same if I went up to the town hall in Eagle Point here, you know, after 8 p.m. on election night, and I tried to disrupt the counting of the votes there, I'd be hauled off to the Chippewa County Jail, and rightly so, because you can't do that, much less conspire with others for a plot to do that. There's still plenty of people that want to say Trump did nothing wrong, but when you look at the Georgia indictment and you see them call it what it appears to be, a criminal organization, a very well-written plan with claims of legal underpinnings by people like attorney Kenneth Chesbrough, you understand why this is a big deal and why at both the state and federal levels, these things should move through and they should be expedited as I see it. I don't think there's a lot of other things on the court calendar that rise to this level of national importance. All right, Kristen's back. We'll have Hometown Health and we will talk about the Climate Change Coalition of Door County next. You're up north.
Thank you, Wilmer and Dave. See you again. Beautiful.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Forecasters are warning that today is the last day for residents of Southern California to prepare for Hillary. It's expected to arrive as a tropical storm. Rain is the major concern. Shane Reichardt of Riverside County's Emergency Management Department says
Rainfall rates that we're looking at could be fairly significant, up to 10 inches in some of our mountains and deserts. But widespread, we could see several inches in areas that they just aren't used to this kind of rain.
California's not had a tropical storm in more than 80 years. A fast-growing wildfire in eastern Washington state is being blamed for at least one death, the Gray Fire, west of Spokane's more than 9,000 acres in size. It's growing amid what authorities say are difficult firefighting conditions. 4 days from the first Republican presidential debate, the Republican governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, called former President Trump a chicken for failing to commit to take part. This is ABC News.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media.
608-819-8255.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get them to Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Time for a little hometown health.
In the forest, there is trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight, and the oaks ignore their pleas.
And so Kristen Lyerly is back with us to talk to us, introduce us to a new group that is taking some action and doing things that you can do as well to help a climate that is in distress and help it and all the rest of us breathe easier. Kristen, tell us more about it.
Not a new group, but an established group that is led by Executive Director Jeff Lutze. We're talking about what's going on with the Climate Change Coalition of Door County. Welcome this morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Great. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So Yeah. I mean, the stuff that you guys are doing up in Door County and the way that it is influencing not only what's happening in your local environment, but what's happening in the greater environment and the political environment and how you are engaging people is really inspirational. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about the Climate Change Coalition of Door County. What is it and how did you get involved?
Yeah, great questions, Kristen. Yeah, so much happening. Even to say the words climate change, it's really dramatic. It's sometimes off-putting, sometimes it's defeating. And so for me, being a member of the Climate Change Coalition, it's inspiring. Say it outright, say the words, don't be afraid of it. And then you can't help but say, what's the next thing I can do about it? So the way I got involved originally is just simply being a volunteer tree planter. Is there anything more good, you know, like undebatably good as planting a tree? Is there anything more sexy, romantic, more awesome than planting a tree? That's how I got involved for a couple of years, being a volunteer tree planter with a bunch of buddies with our Climate Change Coalition as a volunteer over the last couple of years. So I recently, in the last year, took upon the role of executive director. And the reason I did that is because it was really the things I wanted to do anyways, and that's plant trees and work on other environmental activities in the county. So I guess a number of things that got me really excited about being helping out in every way that I can at the Climate Change Coalition is what we do, our mission, and that's climate change education, collaboration, and action. And we try and work on that every day and every week and every quarter.
So when you said planting a tree is sexy, I had to think about it for a minute. And then I thought, yes, actually, it is. Go ahead.
I mean, look at this beautiful thing. This is a beautiful one-year-old red pine. And it takes some work to get this tree there. And it takes a whole lot of work, mostly passive soft work by Mother Nature to get this tree, a one-year-old, you know, to be a 30-year-old tree that is, you know, the beautiful mainstay of your backyard or your hedge or wherever you have it.
And for those of you who can't see Jeff on the screen, he's got a little pine tree that's about, what, a foot tall? I mean, it's not big. You got to start somewhere.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So I love community building projects, and there's so much to love about all of the work that you do, but I really loved learning about the Door County Big Plant. This is a giant tree planting effort that you've been doing for a long time. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, the Big Plant, we've grown it every single year, and at this point, we grow at least, we basically facilitate and grow ourselves at least 12,000 trees every year. And this started about 4 years ago. It's a huge collaboration with all these different community environmental groups, friends groups, Rotary groups, churches, businesses. So huge group effort, huge team effort. And we are thrilled to be the facilitator, the coordinator, and the creator of the event and really just help. So of those 12,000 trees, we plant about a third of them. About 4,000 of those trees are the ones that we physically are there. We are planting with however many groups we can get to the state park, the county park, the conservation site, or a nonprofit environmental group, wherever we can go. But usually we pick 5 sites and we work to plant those couple hundred trees at each of those sites. So of the 12,000, usually a third of them we're direct planting. And then the other 2/3, we're just getting those trees everywhere we can go. We can find a partner to plant them. So of those remaining 8,000, we find it's about 50 different private landowners all throughout the county. And that's churches and the Rotary groups, anyone that wants to plant one tree or 50 trees or 200 trees in their backyard or in their meadow. We help facilitate at a really low group rate, and we just make it easier for everybody to get a lot of these either one-year-old or two-year-old trees and get them in the ground.
The nice thing about that is it actually checks a couple of different boxes. There's people who look at ways to combat climate change, and they say, as we talked about yesterday about the lawsuit in Montana, there's people that go, oh, you know, no one state can can help the climate, so why do anything? No one country can cure the climate, so why do anything? But, you know, trees are one of those things that you actually can do. And then there's the mitigation end of it that says, look, the climate is changing, and so how do we make our infrastructure more resilient, you know, so that bridges don't wash out, you know, in thousand-year floods and things like that. And again, planting trees is a mitigation effort, as well as you get more storms and higher winds and everything else. You're really coming up with a very thorough and yet simple solution.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, pick whatever reason you want to plant a tree, and it's good. It's all those co-benefits. So you can make climate change the main reason, and that's to mitigate climate change and to help it going forward. But all those other ones that you spoke of, maybe that's your favorite reason. And that's air quality, that's water quality, so you can breathe better. One of my favorites is just community collaboration. It's actually just the most fun thing you can do, is to go out there and do simple things that make you feel good. And you do it with, you know, 10 or 40 of your buddies around the community.
I love that. I love that time that you can spend with people doing some good in the world. And we're seeing more and more of that all over Wisconsin, but especially in Door County. Mm-hmm. I want to switch gears a little bit. We talked a lot about tree planting, but you're not just an organization that plants trees. You educate, you focus on mitigation, you focus on how to adapt to our changing climate. And solar is a key piece of that as well. What are you doing with regards to solar in Door County?
Yeah, great question, Kristen. So as mentioned, we do climate change action, and that's a huge focus. And we also do whatever we can do climate education-wise. A huge push we have this year is solar power. We've had a number of sessions through the winter. We had three different education sessions, and then one involved a tour of a couple of different solar arrays. And our main goal is to be the education portion and the inspiration portion to get people to know what solar power is, how you even evaluate if your house or your meadow or your field is good enough to get started, or maybe how you can start getting more involved with community solar if you can't do it on your house. So those education sessions, we were the education portion to talk about what it is, give all the examples in your backyard and all the businesses and nonprofits that have solar, and to make it more accessible, and then to let everybody know how to get started and what the process is to work with a contractor. And so we provide all the tools we can to let everybody know that there's three local solar contractors, among many others, to get started with.
There are three local solar contractors in the Door County area.
Yeah, and actually in the greater Door County area. So some of them are in all the way down to Green Bay and Appleton. So the three different ones, one is in Door County, and one's in Green Bay, one's in Appleton. And the Green Bay and Appleton ones kind of are a little bit bigger companies. And so they've done a couple of dozen different solar arrays up here in Door County as well.
And this is fantastic news. And I love that there's somebody in Door County, but I love that it's all across northeastern Wisconsin, because, you know, as you know, we are broadcast all over the state. So it's great for people to be able to hear that these things are right in their backyard, and that solar is catching on, and it's an opportunity for people to engage, to be curious about, is this going to work for you? Do you have the land? Can you do it personally? So, you know, the education piece, I think, is really exciting.
Let me add parenthetically as well. We've talked about it a couple of times this week, but this is the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, which makes historic investments in ways to either get tax credits or rebates or other incentives to go with solar, not to mention, you know, electric vehicles and home appliances and everything else. But solar is most definitely a part of that as well, Jeff, to make it more accessible to others.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. And probably, as some people know, but not everybody, the greatest aspect of the IRA that will help you with solar is the 30% tax credit has been pushed out indefinitely. And so everybody this year and for the foreseeable future will be able to invest in solar on their property and get 30% tax credit back. And the one of the coolest things about the IRA is it lets nonprofits take advantage of that too. So even though a nonprofit doesn't have any tax liability, you still can get 30% back more as a rebate. And that's something that a bunch of churches and nonprofits have taken advantage of here in Door County that they wouldn't have done otherwise, because 30% is a huge part of, say, a $10,000 or a $30,000 investment.
So it leads me to make two quick political points, because I don't know if you know that, that's kind of what I do on this thing. One is, it's worth noting again that for all of these many benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act, not a single Republican in Congress voted for it. The other point I want to make is that Republicans in the state legislature, they have, to their credit, they have promoted the idea of planting thousands or maybe a million trees across Wisconsin. But as I said on the program previously, that was their only climate initiative at one point. And planting trees alone, however good that is, that's not going to cut it. You have to have energy efficiency. You have to have, you know, the rules and regulations in place. You have to invest in the infrastructure and things like that. So planting trees is great, but if you're a policymaker, that cannot be your only answer. Kristen, your note tells me as well that there's a 10th anniversary dinner for the group coming up.
Yeah, Jeff, tell us about the 10th anniversary celebration dinner that's coming up.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, so we're super excited to celebrate our 10th anniversary. September 20th, we are partnering with the local barn, and super excited for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, it's just a party. We want to get together and say thanks and give high fives and hugs to all the volunteers, the tree planters, the collaborators, the funders, everybody that's helped us get this far and helped us continue to grow. We're super excited about our speaker, Jo Handelsman. She's just a powerhouse, and she's a previous science advisor under President Obama, and she's down at the Discovery Center down in Milwaukee. So she's an expert on soil and the relation between soil and our diminishing soil due to human activities, and the current kind of crisis and status of it, and then what we can do about it. So she's got a really positive message. She's a great communicator and inspirer. So she'll be there in addition to having some local music with Colin Welford. And so we're lucky to have him. So yeah, it'll just be a great fun barn party with all of our friends and collaborators on our mission. So excited. And yeah, we invite everybody to join, anybody that's interested. That's September 20th in Bailey's Harbor.
September 20th at About Time Farm, celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Climate Change Coalition of Door County.
By the way, About Time is T-H-Y-M-E. You see what they did there?
Yeah.
It's the About Time Farm. Thank you Aaron, very much. Got just a few seconds, and I want you to be able to have the last word and sum things up here, Jeff. If folks want to take one thing away from this morning's conversation, what do you hope they get?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, three quick things. Everything we talked about, we have links and connections on our website. But yeah, if I could leave with two pieces of advice, is one is perform a carbon evaluation yourself. It takes 5 minutes. Go to any one of the sites, but Climate Stewards USA is my favorite site. And just figure out what all of your inputs into the carbon and the climate problem are. It's not overbearing. It's just eye-opening, and you can't help but figure out what you can do better.
And what's the other one, quick?
And the second one is talk about it. You know, share what you know, ask questions, and talk about it.
And that's exactly what, thankfully, Kristen Wiley helps us excel in. Jeff Lutze from the Climate Change Coalition of Door County, climatechangedoorcounty.com. Thanks, Jeff. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
We are back with Luke Mathers right after this. You're up north.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Never go wrong with a little Sinatra.
We'll have a whopper, pull out the stopper, get me to the church.
Mr. Mathers, it does not say town call under your name on the video feed here. It says groom.
To
explain
be.
Yourself.
To be. This weekend. Yes.
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 Look at this.
This weekend. So look not in the morning.
Kristen's absolutely speechless that either we didn't know about it or that somebody's agreed to marry you. I'm not sure where does the shock come into play here.
Our little Luke is getting married.
Oh,
he's
that's
gonna
it.
Be a whopper.
Oh. Pull out the stopper.
Coming
well,
out.
Congratulations
swinging.
In
Thank
advance.
You. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Saturday afternoon and not in the morning anytime, but close with Frank there.
And by the way, and here's the thing. He told us the when. He also knows the where. And I can pretty much guarantee, like 95% of the grooms, that's all he knows about the wedding. Because that's cause basically just tell him where to go and when and stay out of the rest of it. So.
Lots of memes have been shared with my bride-to-be. She jokes about it with how much planning that she's put in. And yeah, it's going to be a very exciting day. Looking forward to it on Saturday.
Which baseball cap are you going to wear?
Oh, yeah. There's so many choices.
You get me on Thursday mornings after volleyball. I shower on Wednesday nights. And therefore,
I shower on Wednesday nights.
A baseball cap is routine Thursday mornings because I have the bedhead from not showering in the morning on Thursday, but showering Wednesday night.
But they're also just good hats. And, like, you could wear all of them. That's what I think. Mm-hmm.
There he will is a not man be, who wears many hats.
There
yes.
will not be a baseball cap worn on Saturday. I can guarantee you that.
I got a story about that though. My sister-in-law Carla up in Hayward. She has been with her partner Butch for quite a long time now. Butch is a big fan of Old Milwaukee. He always has an Old Milwaukee cap of some sort and other Old Milwaukee things along. And Carla's son got married a couple of years back. And we've never seen Butch in anything besides work clothes, but it was made clear he would have to suit up for this wedding. And he agreed to go get fitted for a tux and whatnot, as long as the Old Milwaukee cap could stay on. And I'm telling you something, that man looked good with his Old Milwaukee cap and tux. I mean, it was totally on brand. So, Luke, if you decide at the last minute, to play volleyball the night before and, you need the cap, I'll back you on it.
Well, then he's covering up his new haircut.
It's true. There was a haircut already for the wedding.
Oh, my goodness. You had to get shorn for this? That's so cool.
A lot of planning.
Yeah,
there is
a lot of planning. Yeah. A lot of planning. It's funny because I play volleyball with several friends that will be there on Saturday, and we all were sporting brand new haircuts last night. And the joke was, "Oh, is something coming up that why are we all looking nice and dapper with new haircuts?" But that was running joke last night.
Okay, well, fill us in on what things we do know or can find out from you. Tuxes, yes, no?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, color?
Navy blue or midnight blue is kind of a, it's like a mix and between gold? The two.
And
mauve. It's a mauve.
Oh, so. We thought we were going for Brewers colors no. over there, but okay. And are the guys all in tuxes and the same color as the groom or
yep.
something different?
Yep. So the groomsmen are matching me. The bridesmaids have lovely mauve dresses, various cuts depending on what their preferences were. I do know mm-hmm. that, but we're looking forward to it. We're going to be in Milwaukee, and it's going to be a lovely, lovely day.
The bridesmaids' dresses, they can be repurposed easily as like a cocktail dress or something. That's what they say about every bridesmaid's dress, and it has never, ever, ever been true. But I'm sure you heard that about these dresses, too.
Kelsey's she went through a whatever the company is. It's like an online service. They send you them to like wear, try on beforehand. She's actually used it for previous bridesmaids' dresses and repurposed the dresses. So she has gotten some use out of the bridesmaids' dresses that she's worn through this company. But, you know, I don't know what those calls for. Like, I don't know.
You know why? Because when we got married, all the bridesmaids, I think they had the big poofy sleeves,
yeah, like
the big
anymore.
Shoulder pads. No. It was a different time.
I would like to applaud Luke and his use of the word mauve. Yeah. And it seems like you really understand that. And I think that that's a rare thing.
I was the one that found the tie to match it, too. We went to so many different places.
Yeah.
Why are you so shocked? Like, come on.
I'm impressed.
Okay.
Impressed.
Right. It sounded like shock. Dr. Lively exactly. swooping shocked. In and saving okay. you. Yeah, I was going to say, she's swooping in and saving you with the impressed.
Pulled my fat out of the fryer again. Yeah. But you found the tie.
Yeah. So
good job.
It was a good, perfect match.
That sounds okay. Luke found the tie. Good job,
so
buddy.
I did it, right? Yes, right. Good answer. Uh-huh. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Your best man. How do you feel about the toast? Because there's always a best man toast. And boy, some of them have gone so sideways. Some have gone just terribly wrong. Are you nervous about it? Because, you know, they think they're going for the funny, but then it takes this weird turn. How are you feeling about that? No pressure.
JK is a little bit of a wild card. So I have full confidence in him, but, you know, it's something that's looming out there. We'll see. I didn't have him run it by me or anything like that. So we'll see what happens. But
I call the groomsmen's toast the sword of Damocles. It just kind of hangs right there.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my friends got married recently, and he got married to one of his like childhood best friend's older sister. And the families were always very close. And there was this guy who is related to neither of them who showed up to like all their events and was just a family friend randomly. And they both called him grandpa. So they were like, well, wait, that's my grandpa. Well, actually, no, he's neither of our grandpa. So the best man.
Did he look at all like Vince Vaughn from Wedding Crashers?
I don't know. I'll have to ask. But all right. Yeah, it was a whole thing about like, well, technically, they're already related. You're like, that's an interesting speech.
No, we don't want to do.
That's how you know you're from a small town.
Yeah. Well, that's what Kristen's from Kakana. You got to ask everybody before you date them. You know, it's like, make sure there's no cousin thing. That's Kristen, how many times have you been a bridesmaid? Do you have a dress collection, like 27 dresses, the movie there with Katherine Heigl?
No, I got.
And aren't you impressed that I knew that movie too?
It's really good.
Yeah,
I got to the point where we did a destination wedding in Mexico, and I just like left my bridesmaid's dress just there on the bed. I figured somebody there would be able to use it better than I could.
You just left your bridesmaid's dress behind.
Kelsey's friend did that for a destination wedding in Colorado. We went, and they were like, "I'm never going to wear this again." So it was just left in the hotel room. So then.
I will say from the couple of years we lived on Grand Cayman, there were plenty of destination weddings, and you would be surprised, sadly, how much heartache there was when people found they couldn't pack everything, or they didn't declare something of a certain value when they came in. There are definitely ways a destination wedding can go wrong. It takes you have to plan more than you think to pull it off if you're going into another country. Mm-hmm. What with all those rules and things.
Rules.
Please. But no destination. Honeymoon now, later?
A little bit later. Details to come. Bit later? Yeah, details
okay.
to come for that.
Details? Which details?
Which section of American Family Field is it going to be in?
Maybe he gets to slide down the slide.
Ooh, that, would be,
oh, that
would
oh,
be
Oh, the
fun.
Two of them incredible. Together. That would be epic.
I don't know. Somebody broke their arm doing that, so I know, but that's careful.
You're tougher than that.
And maybe Euchre could announce them as husband and wife. Oh, yep. It's all coming
Goes
together.
Goes for the kiss and misses just a bit outside. Luke, we love you, man. Have a great time.
Thank you all.
Congratulations. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening ABC to WLAK 12.